Brian Muir, Kemmer City Administrator, with the monthly update from what's happening in Kemmer, Diamondville, and Southern Lincoln County. And Brian, I understand you're actually up in Washington, Kennewick, Washington today. How's things in the up in the Northwest?
It's great. And it's they call it the Tri-Cities area. There's a couple of other cities along with Kennewick, and we're actually it's beautiful weather and beautiful scenery, and everything's green. So they're about, I think, about 500 sea level, about sea level feet there, elevation. So lots of great weather here, and I wish I could enjoy it more, but we're working hard. Me and the mayor, Jack, are here at a conference for the Energy Communities Alliance that we were invited back to come and speak to this this group of nuclear engineering or nuclear project focused group. So and they're focused on, you know, trying to increase the amount of nuclear on the grid in our country so that we can have a reliable power source. So,
you know, you and I have talked about how this Natrium facility and that's coming to Kemmer has really put Kemmer on the map and at the forefront of the nuclear industry. And I think this just goes to prove that, with you and Mayor Tech being invited to not just attend this conference, but to present at it. So tell us more about what you guys have spoken about and maybe what's being discussed at this conference.
Well, yesterday, actually, the Dr. Michael Goff, who's the acting assistant secretary for the Office of Nuclear Energy, he actually spoke and talked about all of the things that the Department of Energy is doing. And so what was interesting was he announced something that's just come out, which is their Congress has passed I don't know if it's a resolution or a law or whatever you want to call it, but such that we're no longer taking any uranium from Russia because, of course, the Ukrainian invasion. And they're putting some teeth in this, though. I mean, we've gotten most of our uranium from them and others, and so we've got to find a way to source our own uranium. And there's $2.7 billion being allocated to develop uranium further in the uranium markets in the United States. And obviously, that's exciting news. The other folks that are here, also from Piketon, Ohio, they have a council member here talking about that's where they're developing the Haley uranium in larger quantities to be ready for the TerraPower plant. And so it was timely to hear from them as well. But one of the questions I did ask Dr. Goff, he mentioned that the grid right now has about 20% nuclear power. And I asked him how much do you forecast that increasing? And especially given what Bill Gates said is that we're going to increasing demand in our country. And says that, and it says certainly they want to increase the amount represented on the grid by nuclear with the baseload power. And so I also talked about how it compared to, as far as not just reliability, but affordability compared to other energy sources. And he deferred me to some experts in the audience who have been talking to about some research they've been looking at on the affordability of nuclear power as well. So, which is GAIN, a company that specializes in trying to do research on nuclear and other things. So that was good. And he actually, what was interesting is Dr. Goff referred to our project in his message. So so as far as the mayor and I speaking, that's actually going to be today. We're on a panel. And actually, one of the gentlemen, this is not, Kemmer is not just on the national map, it's on the international map. We're on a panel with a gentleman from Austria as well. So we're very much known in the United States in nuclear community as well as internationally. We're getting some good, I guess I would call them accolades for how we're moving forward with the new advanced nuclear. They call it the new nuclear. It's not the old nuclear. So. And some call it a nuclear renaissance, I think we're at the forefront, and it's pretty exciting. So yeah, we're learning lots of things that are going on in other parts of this industry as well while we're here. So,
Brian Muir, Kemmer City Administrator, on the phone today, calling us from Kennewick, Washington, where he's at this nuclear conference today with Kemmer Mayor Tech. So, of course, when you guys do return to southwest Wyoming and southern Leakey County, you're getting ready for a June 10th groundbreaking, it sounds like, for the Natrium facility. And a lot of preparations getting ready for that groundbreaking, because that means all the workers start coming in into town. And so how are preparations going as far as the infrastructure and being ready for that influx?
Well, so, you know, I haven't seen the press release on that. I'm assuming you must have one or something. Yeah, certainly things I do know. We met not too long ago with, I think a couple of weeks ago, with both Bechtel, who's building the plant, as well as TerraPower, talking about how to provide the emergency services. I, you know, last I heard that they could even be out there now starting the excavation. There's an excavation company that's been contracted with that's going to be doing the excavation for the sodium testing lab. So that's happening. Of course, the construction permit has been submitted as well to the, I believe it's the Nuclear Regulatory Commission. So things are moving there. You know, just what was interesting to me is, you know, there's already people, I think I might have referred to this in my last conversation with you about it, but there's TerraPower is currently hiring 8 employees to come to Kemmer and work. And there's also 3 full-time Bechtel employees already here, one that bought a house, 2 that are all renting and looking at other options. But things are happening there. One other thing that's interesting too on this conference that I've learned, I've connected with the mayor and I connected with a gentleman from Idaho State University who is involved in training people, and I actually sent his contact to TerraPower, but they have the ability. I asked him, so let's say we had some coal miners that have some mechanical skills and maybe welding that, you know, they want to work for the nuclear plant. Is that a possibility? He says, oh yeah, we actually have a training program just for that, and getting people certified. So I think one of the constraints that's coming out of this conference is there's already a lot of existing nuclear workers but there's a huge need, the way things are going and the trending, for more people in the nuclear industry getting trained on those things. So I think that's an important thing too. So and it's not just about our project, the Natrium project. It's also about small modular reactors. There's a lot of people talking about a lot of technology presentations on that here. You've heard of the NuScale project that's been referred to that didn't quite get off the ground yet, but it's still in motion. So, the honor that we have is we're the first out of the gate, and this is exciting. And we've been talked about here at this conference already as a way to a model that's, I think, going to be successful. So
that's a lot of great information for Brian Muir, Kemmer City Administrator, on the Weekday Wake Up this morning. Brian, anything else happening in Kemmer, South Lincoln County, that you'd like to bring up today?
I would say it's happening all over Lincoln County here. We're coming to a really good point with our special purpose project tax, the 1 cent tax that we're proposing on the ballot in November. It's going very well. Violet Sanderson of Afton is leading the way in Star Valley, and this project, getting people with projects that are appealing to the folks up there. And I'm leading the South Lincoln towns, and we're working on our roads, of course, and others have other projects. And so that's going to go on the city council agenda for MOU. For the language to go on the ballot and the amount of the project on Monday. And we're also our zoning board has made a recommendation to the city council for a final plat approval based on some conditions for the Gateway PUD, which has about 145 housing units there, and our golf course is open. It's time to start golfing and having some fun after this long winter. That's important.
Amen to that. Well, Brian, appreciate your time and all the updates, and good luck to you and Mayor Tech as you are on that panel today in Washington, and we look forward to talking to you again next month.